Like a Virgin.
With Conchetta and Luca.
Before Like a Virgin and after Like a Virgin is kind of the anchor point of an Australian musician's life, I think.
We sort of wanted to give it a really big build towards the end to make it really cinematic.
Pretty intimidating song, like you hear it and it sounds like the uncoverable.
The verses are great, they're so well written and they make me feel really sexy when I'm singing them.
Like a Virgin on Triple J.
It's Triple J Brekkie with Jordan and Ben filling in for Luca and Conchetta, and it is, of course, Like a Virgin Day. Here we go. It's my first one. It's these boys' first one as well. It is so exciting to be joined for the first time for their Like a Virgin debut. It's Radio Free Alice. How are you, boys?
Hello. Good. Lovely. Good, thank you.
Thanks so much for coming on in. You're feeling well? Big day.
It's been a big day, yeah.
Yes. And you've been, like, you guys have been at this for a few years now. You started releasing songs back in 2020. So how did Radio Free Alice come to be? It was in high school, right?
Yeah, we were in a band together, a high school band, a covers band, under the alias Kinky Wizards for a few years until we wisely or unwisely changed it. But yeah, I mean, we met in high school, met in music class or something, and then we moved to Melbourne after our school bandmates didn't come with us. Mm-hmm. They had sort of better ideas, and we met Michael and Lockie at uni. Yeah. Sick. And that was 3 or 4 years ago. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, nice. Oh, they were like, we're committed to being Kinky Wizards.
We're Kinky Wizards.
Yeah. They couldn't shake it.
We've got them in next week. It's going to be awesome. Yeah. Like, what was the music that you were bonding over in, like, those early years?
Yeah, what were you covering as well?
We were covering our first cover. Oh, well, it was a Nervous Breakdown Black Flag, if you're a Black Flag. But yeah, dude, we were young as well. And there's another famously we covered... or infamously, Touch Me, I'm Sick by Mudhoney at a school assembly type function. And there's this photo of people, kids in the front row sort of wincing and the principal covering his ears as I'm doing this like sort of pseudo grunge impression at 14 years old.
Awesome. Wow.
Yeah, it didn't... Yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
I mean, and
pretty
the,
cool.
And the Kinky Wizard thing at 14.
Yeah, I was advanced. We were.
Oh, totally.
That's ahead of your time.
The equivalent of like a kid singing Hallelujah in church as well. It's like, this song's all about sex, guys. Sure, why not? And you guys, you all live together in Melbourne, right? Is that true?
Yes.
Yeah.
Carlton.
Yeah. And what's that like, Jules? How's it going?
No, it is. I think it's good generally, but you are seeing a lot of each other. Sort of, you're working together, you're living together, you're touring together. It's a lot. I mean, I feel like it's gone to the point now where we almost don't need to speak to each other anymore.
What's the longest recent stretch you've like spent apart from each other? Like.
Honestly,
breakfast a few days ago. Yeah. I got a coffee by myself.
Yeah. Just to get some space.
Yeah.
You guys are planning a move to the UK.
Yeah.
Is that true? Talk us through the decision. What's the go? What's the
vibes? I mean, we've been planning that for a while. We said that last year, but it kind of ended up being a bit more of a marketing strategy because we sort of didn't really do anything. Yeah, we couldn't afford rent. Mm. But this time around, we should have a sort of a more muscular record label around helping us with that issue.
I love that.
This year's the year of the move, I think.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Hell yeah.
2026, it's on the record.
saying this again.
Yeah. There's nothing Check like it that. It's like when people threaten to quit. They're like, I'm getting out of here. And everybody's like, no, we love you. We love you.
All right, I'll stay.
All right. Is that because you spent like a bit of time now like abroad and in the UK and the US and these sorts of things. Like, is there a certain city that you found the most or the least fun that really sticks out in either of those places?
Well, I think London definitely is just like is the place that we feel the most at home in a way. We have a lot of friends there. The shows were all incredible across the UK generally, but London felt kind of like a very natural place to be.
Yeah, totally.
London's amazing. I feel like there's so many talented musicians, but just people in London. And that's the main appeal. But at the same time, like, I think it's fair to say there's like a sadness to London. It's sort of the man at Greg's looks like he's about to cry.
Yeah.
You know, It's sad, but I think ultimately it's worth it.
The great clouds roll in.
We need a bit of that.
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, you're tuned in to Triple J. It's Breakfast with Ben and Jordan. We're filling in for Conchetta and Luca. And, of course, today is Like a Virgin Day. Radio Free Alice are here with us. And the cover is coming very soon. But, guys, it's time we got your original song first. So what are you covering? What's your original that you're performing this morning?
We're playing a song called Rule 31.
Yeah.
You beauty.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
No. Here we go.
You're joking.
Let's get into it. This is Radio Free Alice with their original track, Rule 31, in the Like a Virgin studio. Whenever you're ready, take it away.
Rule number 31, do what I say and it'll be okay. If we're tied to the tracks, then you know there's no going back. Rule number 32, it's not your mother that's to blame for the year that you spent.
Yeah, come on.
In the Like a Virgin studio, Radio Free Alice performing their original track, Rule 31. How was that?
That was pretty fun. I felt pretty good.
It sounded particularly good in the mix. Well, I thought.
Yeah. If we may say so.
You're more than welcome to say so yourselves. You guys, look, we'd be remiss not to chat about it, but you get the look of the band. Mm. It's a big thing for a lot of bands. One thing that does strike is I mean, the mod cut.
The smell.
The mod cut. No, I wasn't going to mention the smell, but we can get to that later.
Patches.
I mean, the mod cut. Mm. I'm trying to delve into the world of, you know, a bit longer on the sides.
Are you?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. I'll remove that.
Oh, yeah.
We're sort of modding here.
Yeah, great.
Just wondering any thoughts or tips. I think you guys are doing it some of the best in the game, right?
Yeah. So tips on the mod look.
I'm in stress again.
It looks amazing.
The mod look. What are the tips on the mod look? I mean, you can't go too Gallagher. I think it's striking the balance is essential. Yeah, I mean, the jury's out on the mod look, to be honest. I'm unsure of whether or not. I'm going to stick with it for now. I know there's about a 50-50 chance I'll regret it terribly in a few years.
I do worry a little bit, though, that you were super keen on the mod, and then I showed you that I've got one too, and now it's like, I don't know, I've got a 50-50.
What have I done?
Hard to say.
Well, I think the mod look is great. I think you've committed to it. I'm pro mod, but it has been really wonderful watching you guys sort of unpack that on air and in real time. I don't know if we want this. Well, the original's in the books, and it's almost time for the cover, and we've been teasing it all morning with a clue. So before we find out what it is, we can say that Radio Free Alice are covering this morning for Like a Virgin. The clue is it's from 2010, and it's the most 2010 song there is. So if you think you know what Radio Free Alice will be covering in the Like a Virgin studio, let us know, 043-975-7555, and we'll be back right after this. Triple
J, Like a Virgin.
With Concetta and Luca.
Before Like a Virgin and after Like a Virgin is kind of the anchor point of an Australian musician's life, I think.
1, 2, 3, huh?
We sort of wanted to give it a really big build towards the end to make it really cinematic.
Pretty intimidating song. Like, you hear it and it sounds like the uncoverable.
The verses are great. They're so well written and they make me feel really sexy when I'm singing them.
Like a Virgin on Triple J.
It's Jordan and Ben with you on Triple J Breakfast, and we've got Radio Free Alice for Like a Virgin today. How exciting. Their original Rule 31 is done and dusted. Still so many texts coming through about that one, but let's look back really quick, because from high school beginnings to now touring the world, you guys have been so busy lately. And we'll get to all the touring and things soon, but a huge moment for you here just a few months ago, opening for Geese on tour. I mean, how was that experience? How were their crowds?
It was, Geese was great. It was awesome to see them play live, but the shows were all really good. It felt, you know, Sydney in particular, we thought that I'd never really seen a crowd so crazy like that. They were really on one that night. It was amazing. Yeah. And playing at home in Melbourne as well, it was awesome.
Oh, that's really special.
Back end of last year, you were running around everywhere, toured through Europe and the UK and the US, like we spoke about. Are there any favourite memories? Is there like a city or a country that you ended up playing that you never thought, we'd end up playing here?
I mean, it was probably London, I would say. The first show we played in London was a year prior, and genuinely the only people there was Jules's cousin and our manager.
Wow.
And that was it. And then the year later, it was sold out this venue called Scala, and it was just heaving, and it was sick. So that was a special moment, that show.
Yeah, that's gorgeous. And what about the days off on tour? What's a perfect day? Are we staying together? Or are you, you're living together, you're on each other's laps, or are you expanding? Are we going to the zoo? What's the deal?
Probably a day off.
Yeah.
It's funny, we didn't have much time between shows. It'd just be play the show, then wake up in the morning, get in the van, drive 3-4 hours to the next city, rock up to the venue, unload. It was we had no time to actually experience the city that much, which was kind of a shame. Except for London, we spent a few weeks there, probably why we're talking about it so much. But I feel the days in between were kind of just sleeping and and reading, I guess.
That's true. Touring is often just going from room to room. You're like, I can't. I'm not clocking the country.
Travelodge to Travelodge.
Yeah.
Budget Ibis.
Getting those meal deals. Yeah. They keep you alive.
Bacon and brie sandwich.
Yeah, fave meal deal, bacon and brie.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
And we discovered it slightly too late as well, which is annoying. It was kind of the back end of the UK tour, which kind of sucked.
Oh, shame.
We hit it hard in the back.
Yeah, but at least it
gave you a chance. You didn't get sick of it, I suppose. So when you go back, then it's still fresh. If you'd have discovered it early, you might have ruined it for yourself.
Yeah. I'm ovulating thinking about it.
Okay, so enough dilly-dallying. It's time for us to get to the actual cover. The clue we've been saying all morning is this song is from 2010, and it's the most 2010 song there is. Can you reveal what song you'll be covering this morning?
Can we? We can.
May you.
We are covering DJ Got Us Falling in Love by Usher.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Yeah. You ridiculous. Remember.
Yeah, fantastic. Wow.
Is that a good idea?
Is it too late to change?
No,
yeah, okay. I think you're locked in
we
now.
Cut footage.
We're about to find out, boys.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. And why this song?
Well, it was actually quite an easy decision in a way because we wanted to pick something sort of quite far removed from our style, and we thought the 2010s dance pop genre was a sort of good place to start there with that.
Absolutely.
And I would say even more than that, like, we didn't want to pick a great song because we feel like great songs don't need great covers, they're already great. It makes more sense to pick a piece of absolute garbage and see if it was humanly possible to make it redeemable.
Well, let's find out.
I honestly don't know if we succeeded. It's like, to be honest.
Usher found dead. Incredible. What an amazing crossover. We'll get into it right now. You are listening to Triple J Breakfast with Ben and Jordan with Radio Free Alice, who are about to cover Usher's DJ's Got Us Falling in Love Again in the Like A Version studio. Boys, whenever you're ready, take it away.
Just goes falling in love again. The tear just goes falling in love again. The tear just goes falling in love again.
Yes.
Thank you. There is an incredible Like a Virgin in the Like a Virgin studio, Radio Free Alice covering Usher. DJ got us falling in love with him. That was, guys, amazing. You were unsure at the top. You were like, I don't know, we're trying to make this song better.
I'm so unsure.
It's so good.
So good.
How do you feel?
It's two more people that Like a Virgin, which is good. That makes it three.
Makes a huge difference.
I'd be remiss not to ask, but upon first hearing about what song it was, I do have to wonder, did you at all consider going with the Minecraft parody version?
We considered it.
We tried it for a few weeks.
Creeper's going to steal all our stuff again?
No, totally.
Thought about it.
I think it would have resonated, but I think I've got good on you. Play it safe.
That's the cover to sort of look up to in a way. That's the ultimate cover.
Yeah, do you think maybe you're sort of, as long as you can fall somewhere between the original and the Minecraft parody, then you've done the right
dream.
Thing. Yeah, exactly. Shoot for the stars. Yes, exactly. And if not, you'll fall on top of the world.
Yeah. It's magic. Look, you're kicking so many goals in the music world this year. You've got a Like a Virgin down. You're doing touring. You're going overseas, hitting up all these amazing festivals and possibly some album stuff as well, maybe?
Yeah.
So, and what's like a non-music goal that you've got for 2026?
Jesus.
Do a pull-up. Pull-up.
I don't want to make pull up either.
Get rid of the eczema on my sort of left foot.
You and me both, brother. Why is it always the one foot as well?
It's always the one.
Well, we can't wait. Radio Free Alice, thank you so much. It is Ben and Jordan on Triple J Breakfast. Stick around and we'll tell you who's doing a Like a Virgin next week.